Day 2. The Poser. What you meet when you meet a man is usually his fig leaf. The successful guy, the really smart guy, the Bible guy. You see, men stay where they feel powerful, or at least can convince other people that they are, and they run from anything that makes them feel weak. How do you act around your mechanic, or the guys at the gym, your boss? Your doctor. In the search for genuine strength, we've got to be honest about the ways we are faking it. You see, every little boy has two fundamental questions in his life. Does my dad love me? And do I have what it takes? And most men live their lives either haunted by those questions or crippled by the answers they've been given. The poser is a brilliant counterfeit constructed out of our wounds and our sin. Early on in life, we learn what the world wants from us and what it doesn't like so much. So we try and become what we think the world wants, and we leave huge parts of our heart behind. Hiding behind our fig leaves is our legacy from Adam. The bottom line is, we're all sons of Adam. Most men are faking it somewhere in their life, whether hiding or presenting an over-the-top masculinity. None of this is meant to bring in shame or self-hatred. We simply need to be honest about the poser we have constructed, name it, face it, and lay it down in our search for a deep and genuine strength. The thing I love about Jesus is how true he is. And that trueness can be ours. Scriptures. Genesis 2, 16 and 17. Genesis 3, verses 6 through 10. Genesis 12, verses 10 through 20. Psalm 51. Romans 7, verses 15 through 23.